Every year, 20,000 Hawaii employees file workers' compensation claims. Many who have been through the process say the system is broken, and now the state may be closer to agreeing with them. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair joins us now with a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Now, we've heard from those who have filed workers' comp claims that delays and disputes over treatment are often,
yes,
you know, part of the very frustrating process. So what's the difference of how the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations is dealing with those complaints now?
Well, we'll see whether they follow through on the promises of a working group. That's what the legislature asked, to set up a working group, as well as an audit. State auditor is looking into this. And there are some things they've already identified. They want to be able to streamline the system. They want to modernize the paper-based processing of these claims. But others say, you know, that's just not aggressive enough. What you really have is a broken system. The problems are systemic, and you really need to reform the whole system from top to bottom. Whether that is going to happen or not remains to be seen. We did talk to Linda Chutakiyama, who runs the Labor Department here, and in addition to the audit, they are looking at collecting data, mm-hmm, to see what the data tells them about how the system is working, and those more systemic problems are something that she foresees dealing with down the road, but only after this audit comes through.
You know, streamlining is one thing, but a wholesale rebuild of a potentially broken system is quite another. That also doesn't exactly take into account the fact that this also comes down in some ways to how many doctors are willing to take workers' comp cases. What did you hear about that?
That is definitely one of the problems. And John Hill, our reporter, did talk to an expert in the field and saying only a tiny percentage of doctors here are willing to treat patients with workers' comp. And the reason is it's a big hassle. It's hard to get adequate payment. This is particularly pronounced on the neighbor islands, which, as you know, there's already a doctor shortage. There's not enough of incentive economically for many of them to relocate to the neighbor islands. So you have that compounding things as well. Then you have the fact that our workers' comp insurance carriers regularly deny compensation claims. They delay things. There has been no major reform, John found out, since 2002. With Hawaii's worker comp system. So clearly we're ripe for some change.
And at this point, we're going to have to wait and see what that change looks like only after they get this audit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And just by the way, if you read our story, John opens with a heartbreaking story of a woman who went through the hassles of workers' comp. It really puts a human face on this very tough struggle for so many. What'd you say? 20,000 people a year filing claims here in the state of Hawaii.
All right. Well, this one we will certainly be watching and talking about. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Beth.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.